Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Ah, the People's Court. This is a good one, Dave. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. That's the best way to stay informed on all the latest show updates. Doug Llewellyn and the People's Court theme. Yeah, I love this. So rarely has a single word created so much buzz as the revival of court packing. Of course, that's kind of two words, but still, it's a hyphenated word, I guess. And despite the fact that polls show the majority of Americans are opposed to the idea, congressional Democrats have introduced a bill that would expand the United States Supreme Court from 9 to 13 justices. Joining us now to expose this latest example of Democrat hypocrisy is Tom Gipping. He's the senior legal fellow at the Edwin Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. Tom, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Tom, obviously, I mean, depending on who you talk to, but I think there's no legitimate, valid reason to expand the Supreme Court. This notion has been rejected before. Court packing would destroy the independence of the judicial branch. I think many people have said that before. I think that's a logical premise, isn't it?
It is, and while Congress does have authority to determine the number of judges and the distribution of judges on different courts, when Congress has changed that in the past, including on the Supreme Court, they've done so because particular courts need more judges. Occasionally that's the case, but the number of justices on the Supreme Court has been set at 9 since 1869, and the court decides fewer than half the cases each year that it did just three decades ago. No one is suggesting that the Supreme Court needs more judges. So that just begs the question, then why, if the court is deciding fewer cases than it did before, why expand it by more than 40%?
Right.
And the answer is the same as it was in the 1930s when President Franklin Roosevelt considered or advocated doing this, and that is they want to create a new Supreme Court. They want to create a Supreme Court that will reliably rule in the liberal direction on issues that they care about. It's simply political manipulation of the decisions of the Supreme Court. That's the difference. The Congress has never created judgeships so that a president could quickly fill them in order to change the decisions of the court.
Right. Well, it's the old axiom, just because you can do a thing doesn't mean you should do a thing. And back in 1983, when Joe Biden was ranking minority member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, he said packing the Supreme Court was, quote, a bonehead idea. And he went on to say it was a terrible, terrible mistake to make, and that it put in question for an entire decade the independence of the Supreme Court. I mean, the only thing that I see that has changed now is that Democrats are in charge and the court has a conservative majority. So now it's all of a sudden not a bonehead idea.
Well, and the thing is, Biden was talking about that time in 1937 when Franklin Roosevelt wanted to do this. And, you know, the interesting thing is, at that time, the Supreme Court's ratio of Republican to Democrat appointees was 7-2. It's actually more lopsided than it is today. And yet, Democrats in Congress said the independence of the judiciary is more important than any particular specific political goal that you might want to achieve at the moment. And, you know, like you know, you mentioned the polling today, about 2-1, the American people see this for what it is, apparently, and oppose it. Well, they did then, too.
Right.
And I just wish that there were more Democrats in the Congress who stood up for the integrity of our system of government rather than try to rig the game just so that they can win all the time.
Well, and here's the stupid thing here. It's only a matter of time before Republicans gain the Senate and Congress again. And what, you know, we turn around and do the same thing once we have a president back in power. And people know this. Justices know this. Back in 2019, in an interview with NPR, Justice Ginsburg's talk about the ultimate liberal paragon. She addressed this, the idea of court packing, saying, "I've heard that there are some people on the Democratic side who would like to increase the number of judges. I think that was a bad idea when President Franklin Delano Roosevelt tried to pack the court. 9 seems like a good number. It's been that way for a long time, and it should remain so." This was Justice Ginsburg. I mean, why don't they listen to the people who they venerate?
Well, you remember last year when President Trump nominated Justice Amy Coney Barrett to replace Justice Ginsburg, Democrats were the first to say, oh, we should honor Ginsburg's wish to be replaced by the next president. Well, here they are. They have not only Ginsburg's wish, but she made a very compelling point about the integrity of the Supreme Court. That's a wish that they apparently are free to ignore. There's a lot of hypocrisy going on here, but the bottom line is the same. We should agree on the fundamentals of our system of government, even if we disagree about political issues, about the appointment, let's say, of a particular individual justice. We ought to agree and protect the foundation, the basic structure of our system of government. And that's what's at stake here.
Well, Ginsburg, even in that same interview, went on to say, if anything would make the court appear partisan, it would be court packing. She said one side saying when we're in power, we're going to enlarge the number of judges so we'll have more people who will vote the way we want to. So I'm not in favor of that. She so advocated against this when she was alive. You're right. It's a true disrespect of what her wishes were.
Well, and the danger here is that statement is absolutely true. I mean, I don't think anything could sort of poison the well in terms of the people's perception of the Supreme Court than this. But once you cross that line, once you, you know, set the precedent that it's okay just to change the future decisions of the court to manipulate how many it has and when those vacancies occur and all that sort of thing, once you've crossed that line, you will never get that independence back. There, countries around the world have judiciaries. Countries around the world have constitutions. The reason why the American judiciary is the envy of the world is because its judiciary is independent of the politicians. This is literally one of the reasons that we declared independence in 1776. It's in the Declaration of Independence. And once you give that away, once you sacrifice that for nothing but a short-term political goal, you will never get it back.
So they all know this. Nancy Pelosi knows this. Jerry Nadler knows this. Why, Tom, are they pushing? I mean, they already have the White House, Congress, and the Senate, at least right now. Why are they pushing this?
Well, they do know that, and it's precisely why they're pushing it. They see judicial independence as a as an obstacle to what they want to achieve, not as a essential element of what we ought to preserve. I mean, they see an independent, impartial Supreme Court, even if the Supreme Court at any one time includes justices that maybe decide cases you don't like, but they see that an impartial, independent Supreme Court as something that's in the way of their power and in the way of getting what they want. So they see it as something to the very thing that the founders of this country thought was so important, they see as a problem that needs to be eliminated.
And yet they didn't try and do it when there was a liberal majority. That's the one thing that makes them even more hypocritical, is when they had a liberal majority, when it was a 6-3, there wasn't the urgency. It's only now.
And of course, I would say if about half a dozen decisions by the Supreme Court over the last 10 years had come out differently, we wouldn't be having this discussion.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Literally, just a handful of decisions that the left does not like, and they are willing to burn down the house of our system of government. This is a crisis point right now, and either perhaps led by the American people. Maybe that's the way it ought to be. Either the politicians are going to step up and say there is something more important than what we want now, or perhaps the fundamental structure of our system of government that has given us liberty the world has never seen is going to be a thing of the past.
Yeah, sad, but I think you're right. I think we are at one of those turning points in our nation where, because if this falls, this is the last. This will be the last remnant of our republic if it falls. Thank you again for joining us, Tom. If folks want to read something more about this, they can visit links to story about this and other topics at heritage.org, right?
Yeah, and they can follow me on Twitter at Tom Jipping, TOMJIPPING. I put a lot of the results of the research that we do and post things that we publish there as well.
Appreciate you, brother. Carry on the fight, my friend.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
We're going to pay a few bills, and then when we return, House Speaker Ron Reichman Jr. will join us to preview the legislature's veto session, which starts tomorrow. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.